Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Thanks so much for being part of it. We'll take more of your calls on this Tom Ridge editorial blaming protesters for dishonoring the military. Yeah, can't believe it, right? But speaking of the military and honor and all the rest of it, a decorated military figure, General Flynn, right? Now the dam is starting to burst as far as abuse of power, FBI, handwritten notes, no procedures, all that stuff. And I wonder, when does the current head of the FBI get to the bottom of anything and weigh in on this stuff? Joining us to talk about this, and it's been long that we haven't had him on, he's the author of Ball of Collusions, one of the seminal books on all this Russian collusion stuff, non-collusion. And certainly the Flynn case was a large part of that. Let's go to Andy McCarthy here on the Dom Giordano Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Andy, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, it's my pleasure.
Is Ball of Collusion out in paperback yet?
It will be out in September, I think, is our target date.
Okay.
I'm supposed to write a new preface for it, but every day something new happens, so I have to rewrite the preface.
Well, the preface would contain, I think, some of this Flynn stuff, would it not? How does Flynn play out in the big picture of the whole Russian collusion thing?
Well, I think in small compass, he's the whole story, Dom, right? I mean, I think, he's clearly somebody who the Obama administration, its intelligence agencies and the FBI despised for a variety of reasons, and they used him to try to make it very difficult for Obama to govern. There really was not a factual basis to investigate him, and then they basically very aggressively investigated him outside of their own protocols. They orchestrated what we now can see was a perjury trap interview of him. They fiddled with the report that they did of the investigation or the interview. We still haven't gotten to the bottom of that, but some of the stuff that went on with that report is just mind-boggling. And I think, you know, what we're seeing is what's happening, I think, Dom, is that the paper trail is now catching up with what a lot of us have deduced on the basis of common sense for the last number of years, which is that they basically invented a case on this guy and then squeezed him into pleading guilty.
Part of the squeeze, too, in addition to all the things you talked about, are the legal bills, you know, and how long you can take that up, mortgage, houses, and all the rest of it, Andy. I mean, the government has almost unlimited resources. The average citizen does not.
Not only is that true, Dom, but the unseen effect of this, especially if you believe, as I do, that the whole purpose of this Trump-Russia investigation escapade was to try to drive Trump from office as early as possible, but also to make it impossible for him to govern, or as difficult as possible for him to govern while he was there. The unseen thing is, when you convey the signal to people that Trump administration people are under investigation and living under these awful, the strain of legal bills and other anxieties of being under investigation, what person who's a quality person, mm-hmm, who has other options in life wants to go down and work for the administration under those circumstances?
That is a great point. And it seems to me, you know, and I don't know deep down how anyone could withstand it. I happen to think Trump's a guy that relishes this, and he's been through so many fights. But even with a Trump personality, it is unrelenting that they are going to break you in some way, shape, or form. So you're right, Andy. The average person of high quality who wants to serve the country, They don't want to have $1 million debt. They don't want to be under fear of the FBI. And the thing that's turned here is, how is it people on the left countenance this? They used to be the stalwarts warning against, and rightfully so, Hoover and others.
Well, I think they've always been convenient stalwarts. You know, I think that when the left is in power, it uses its, you know, its hands on the levers of power. It uses these procedures. Obama did this to a fare thee well in a very punitive way that punishes and intimidates its adversaries. And when it's out of power, it uses the rules that everybody else is supposed to abide by, that the left violates to a fare thee well when they're in charge, but it uses those rules to try to hamstring the people who are in power till they can get back in power. So, you know, I don't know that they're so much stalwarts as they are just convenient exploiters of the rules in an Alinsky sense. I mean, that's basically what Alinsky's book is about.
The great equalizer here, boy, I wish this guy had been the attorney general at the start. Am I right to say a great equalizer was William Barr? How determined this guy is and how effective he has been.
Yes, I think one of the big frustrations, and Dom, you and I have been talking about this for years. One of the big frustrations we've always had is, why doesn't President Trump just unseal and declassify all this stuff and get the paper trail out there so that we can all see what happened? And I think he's gotten a lot of internal resistance from the bureaucracy. And what he really needed was somebody who was not only whip smart and knew the Justice Department and the law backwards and forwards, but someone as highly experienced as Barr, who knows the intelligence community well and knows how to navigate the dark places in the government where the bureaucracy likes to hide and resist. So I think because he's there and he's determined to investigate this thing, which cries out to be investigated, we're getting some disclosure now that we should have gotten a long time ago.
Absolutely. Parting area, Andy. So what happens next? What's your sense of this? It seems as if there's going to be more documents, more stuff going on here. And then we see the two lovers, again, how prominent they are in this. Is this just the outward layer of it? Do you think there's a lot more stuff that went on here?
Well, I think there's a lot more stuff that went on and that we're going to see. I mean, we're obviously going to get a lot of disclosure in the next few days. I think there's a few pages at least that are coming sometime today, more than likely. I think that's what Sidney Powell's been indicating. Sidney Powell, who is Flynn's current lawyer. She's also finally gotten about 17,500 pages of stuff that that Flynn's former lawyers suddenly discovered they had last week, and that, you know, for some reason not turned over up until now. So that's going to be, some of that at least is going to be rolled out. I think where this goes in the near term is the court will have to decide what to do with Flynn's case. I suspect if I were the judge, I'd let him have his plea back, and then that would put the ball in the Justice Department and the FBI's court in terms of whether they would dare try to try this case,
right?
Given everything we now know about it. And hopefully what would happen from there is they would dismiss the case, and Flynn at least could be, they can't give him back everything that they've done to damage him the last number of years, but at least he'd be cleared.
Absolutely. Andy, I'm sure you'll be writing about all aspects of this, among other things. Where do people find Andy McCarthy?
At National Review, and we expect we'll be busy the next few days, and also at Fox News. I'll be on and off throughout the next couple of days, I think.
Andy, thank you so much. Can hardly wait, too. The book is out in paperback, Ball of Collusion, and get writing on that preface. Then tomorrow you'll have to write another preface.
Thanks, Dom. I appreciate it.
Hey, Andy, thank you so much. Stay well, and thanks for joining us today.
You too.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.